Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Hauser covering, for the out. Robinson moves to third. Blefary moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is walked intentionally. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson scores. Blefary moves to third. Blair moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stang moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stang scores. Davalillo moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bulfari bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. Adair strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. One out. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards the mound. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Davalillo scores. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Brown and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Palfrey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stang hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for John Miller. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Adair reaches second base with a double. Steve Hargan now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Dick Brown. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.